Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, I barely made it into the studio today again. I left early today, earlier than I normally do, because I get ready for the radio broadcast at home. I get ready for the TV show weeknights here at the office. And this is the Friday edition. It is the 10th day of August 2012. Wow, the election is just 3 months off, or even less than 3 months. August, September, October, it's in early November. It's just about 3 months. And I'm driving down 290 up by the Y where they have wrecks, and the truck police in Austin are now wearing Marine Corps drill sergeant hats because they're the military and we're the civilians. We're the food here in this great new tyranny. And so I have to leave early because the checkpoints up there always shut the highway down here in the free country. And I see a drone bigger than Dallas flying at about 100 feet off the ground right down the highway at me. 150 feet, maybe. I thought, that's a drone moving a couple miles an hour, sitting about 125, 150 feet off the ground. So I pull over, get out, and there's a highway department contractor out there, and I got it landing, everything, got an interview with the guy, and it was pretty amazing. So we'll break it down coming up. He's got to grab it off my iPhone. I shot like 20 minutes. We've got to put it together. We'll have it for you by the third hour today. Now, I set this up a couple weeks ago when he was here for an hour, and it just went by so quick because I wanted to get your horror stories about homes being repossessed, people even fully owned. Dave Krieger was going to be with us for 2 hours. He's driving over here right now listening on the radio, former news director in his own right, author, dealing with the clouded titles, the takeover of society. But we're going to do about an hour and 20 minutes with him. He'll be all right. Or maybe we'll do a more presentation on the nightly news, tape some more with him after that, because I've got to get into this drone thing and premiere the video and audio here on the radio coming up in about 2.5 hours from now. I mean, if it's done before then, we'll take a breakout and come back. But author of Clouded Titles, How to Beat the Banks When They Try to Steal Your House. They're even taking houses again. People paid cash 10 years ago, 12 years ago. It's just amazing criminal organizations. We are run by a mafia. Big Sis, you know, her, Kagan, and others, whatever their sexual preference is, it's pretty obvious. I don't attack people because of their sexual desires or whatever. That's not really my purview. But the fact is a lot of these groups end up bringing in their own people and then discriminating against others. And Big Sis, Drudge Report top stories from New York Post. It's also up at Infowars.com. Janet Napolitano treated the males like scum. Janet Napolitano ran Homeland Security, treated male staffers like lap dogs. Federal discrimination lawsuit charges James Hayes Jr., who now in New York's top Homeland Security cop, claims Napolitano filled top spots in Washington, D.C. with two of her gal pals who were bent on tormenting male employees. You think so? I mean, that's why I've never really had a lot of problems with male police, and I'm not knocking female police officers. I'm sure there's some nice ones. But I've run into, you know, they look like Janet Napolitano. They even have a little white wisp of hair, like it's the style or something, or like they're from Krypton, Superwoman, and they just go crazy. And I've been pulled over multiple times with my kids. And it's weirdo female cops on teams, and they start getting in my face and asking about the child seats and looking at me weird, and I just immediately start blowing up. I'm like, listen, you don't need to look at me all weird. If anybody's a criminal, it's you. I'm done playing games with people. So we're going to go over all of this. Got big economic news, gas insaneness. I got buzzed by a drone, and I got footage of it. Bigger than Dallas. Wait till you see this. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, seeing is believing, and I have video footage of it. Shot about an hour ago, and then I got to go through the customary truck police checkpoint at a choke point in Austin, and barely got to the studio. So I went through the drone, and then I went through the highway checkpoint, and so I'm here in the great free country. But I actually talked to the drone operator. He was a nice fellow, and we're going to have that interview and the drone and everything. As I'm driving down the highway, 150 feet or so, there's a drone. And I pulled off and got footage and everything. We should have that for the radio/TV viewers by the third hour. And Dave Krieger's coming in the next hour. We've got a Syrian girl who last year has exposed that Al-Qaeda is attacking her country. She'll be joining us via video Skype. Now, the media and the CFR are praising Al-Qaeda. I covered this a few days ago. In fact, will you guys reprint me the, I think it's Nemo's article, but he has the quotes and the link to CFR. CFR, praises Al-Qaeda. I think that's the headline. Because I want to have those quotes so I can read those on air when we have them and show people the Council on Foreign Relations. I am supposedly anti-American. because I do not support Al-Qaeda, who we're being told is so valiant. Even the London Guardian is how tough they are and how we're lucky to have them. To get rid of Assad, I mean, Gaddafi goes and works with the West. They set him up, bring in jihadis, Al-Qaeda. I even had the guy that co-wrote the Patriot Games books and things with Tom Clancy, Dr. Pachinik, on a couple days ago. He's a guy that was arrested by Assad's dad and tried to bring down those governments. And he said it's probably wrong what's happening, putting Al-Qaeda in there. Probably wrong? I mean, this is amazing. And I know I harp on this and harp on this and harp on this. It's just so crazy to be trying to overthrow stable governments that are not attacking anybody. Now, here it is. CFR strategist praises Al-Qaeda bombings in Syria. Winston, we were never at war with Eurasia. That's a Paul Joseph Watson article. I think Kurt did one, too, but thank you. Senior Counsel on Foreign Relations fellow Ed Husson has hailed the presence of Al-Qaeda terrorists in Syria, praising their efforts, prowess, on the CFR website in aid of SSA rebels, who they lead, while also lauding the increasing number of successful bombings carried out by Al-Qaeda fighters. We'll get to those quotes from the CFR minion coming up. And again, Big Sis says drones to be used for public safety. That means watching you. The drone I saw and folks we talked to were Highway Department. The problem is I interviewed but Mr. Hurt, the head spokesman of the Highway Department, 17 years ago. That interview is on YouTube now. Mike Hansen, one of my old producers from the old TV show here locally, has put that back on the web. And I go up and I say, these cameras are putting up all over town. You're going to use those to watch us. They're turned into the neighborhoods. And he goes, no, we're not. But I go, but the police are dual use. He goes, you ought to be a lawyer. Absolutely right they are. So it's all this legalese. But we're going to be breaking down my little visit with a drone. Joseph Farah had his visit out on his real property. I've now had my little visit with a drone and the nice fellow that was operating it. People started pulling over and talking to us, listeners, and then the guy started getting a little bit freaked out. But he's a nice fellow, so he has nothing to worry about. But that is coming up in the third hour today. They are downloading the video right now. And because it is video, I'm not going to subject everybody on the radio to 20 minutes of drone noises. What I'll do is just cut it down to some of the key things that the gentleman talked about and some of the things I talked about. But for radio listeners, you can also go to prisonplanet.tv. Prisonplanet.tv. There's a 15-day free trial we're running in perpetual motion, basically, for you to try it out. It's $5.95 a month. It supports the transmission, the TV side of what we're doing, the news gathering and broadcasting operations and transmitting operations. And we're getting the satellite uplinks and stuff. We're looking at that right now, finishing up some of the other studios for the other reporters that are coming in the next 2 months. The point is your support of PrisonPlanet.tv has really helped us get a lot of this done. And one membership for $5.95 with the same username and passcode, you can have six people logged on simultaneously. But don't use the username and passcode, as we note. You're going to share it. That's your bank username and passcode. Make a new one, something easy to remember. And, you know, share it with a few of your friends and family. I mean, it's just our goal is to get the information out. So it's really less than $1 a month per person. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15-day free trial, real news, real issues, live and on demand. And you've got stuff going back. I've been doing on TV 17 years, but we've had PrisonPlanet.tv for 9+. So there's 15 years of stuff there, but continually for 9+ years, all of it. Just an armory of information to defend our republic. It was funny. I was talking to the drone operator. He's going, it's like a litmus test. He was getting all freaked out. So I was like, oh, I like your American flag hard hat. And, I mean, you know, here I am wearing camouflage jungle boots, a Beverly Hillbillies, you know, Jethro-style picnic shirt and blue jeans, and I'm clean cut. But just because I'm asking the guy about the drone, he starts going, now, do you support the NRA as a litmus test? I was like, yeah, I'm an NRA member. I think I'm a lifetime member. I think I sent him hundreds of bucks 20-something years ago to be a lifetime. I never really paid attention. I moved a few times, didn't change address right, didn't get the magazine anymore. But we're the ones making the NRA do their job. Gun Owners of America, all the rest of it, are people making the NRA do their job. So, yes, We are pro-gun for the guy. He knew who I was, but he didn't really. He was like, I was like, you know, they're weaponizing drones. He's like, well, that's a conspiracy theory. And I'm like, really? So when we put the video out today, we will show the news articles showing that. And again, my deal is I'm not against drones for highway department if they want to. Problem is it's always then used later to surveil us. So that's coming up. My little visit, Alex Jones, Joe Farah asked me when I was up there in Bilderberg in Virginia a few months ago from World Net Daily. He said, you ever been, you know, buzzed by a drone? You ever seen one? I said, no, only on the news. Well, now I have. A week after I'm at his office, he lives in a rural area. It comes over his house, a police drone. So we're going to be talking. He said there's five of them operating in Austin just for the highway department right now. And the police department's getting them, and they got Texas police departments weaponizing them. So that's all coming up. And here's Big Sis. Big Sis, drones to be used for public safety. So we have a big broadcast lined up for you today. And, again, this is New York Daily News. It's also in the New York Post. Homeland Security Secretary Napolitano favored women pals for jobs. No. No. We had a sheriff here in Austin that looked like her sister. I just don't know why these women all look exactly the same. I mean, it's a strange thing. And it became a big issue because I knew a lot of the sheriff's department people still do. And I knew the SWAT team guys because I had a confrontation with them, and they invited me over, and my videos were there and others, and they were like, we know what's going on. And they thought I was a kook, and then Delta Force visited them about secret police operations in town, and Lieutenant Beck spoke out about it, so they trumped up some reason to fire him. But I got to hear all about how all she would do was hire her gal pals. this is what happens. These little kingdoms get set up. So there you have it. And this is a senior person with this lawsuit. This is a big deal. A veteran U.S. law enforcement official has filed a blockbuster discrimination lawsuit against Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, also known as, what's the name of the person on Saturday Night Live? Pat. Pat's out of control up there. I'm sorry, I'm really bad. Charging she pushed him aside to make way for a less qualified woman who's enjoyed a long-standing relationship with the anti-terror chief. Oh, I bet she's had a relationship with her. I tell you. And again, nothing against these type of women, but I mean, does every Supreme Court job have to go to one? Does every law? I mean, just I have to like, and the thing is, they hate men. I mean, I've run into the CPS quite a bit, and half of them are these women. The other half are pedophile men. That's why the CPS has over, about to say 50. The last time I saw it was over 60% turnover every year. Because normal people get in wanting to help kids. And they're like, you mean we drug them up and take them to pedophile factories? I'm quitting. It's just like TSA. They used to have a lot of good people there. They were after 9/11. They were just hired. They thought it was for security. They bought the hoax. But they all quit when it's like, now take a three-year-old behind closed doors and take their underwear off. I mean, it's like, what? I mean, well, again, just hire Jerry Sandusky. They've been hiring all these pedophiles around the airports anyways. It's come out in the news. Defrock, priest, you name it. This is the hell we're going in there. A bunch of crazy people who were repressed or something when they were growing up, so they turn into perverts. Continuing. I mean, can you imagine having a job like Homeland Security head and all you hire is your special friends? Something based on something like that, your special friends, special friends, you know what I mean? And it just goes on. She's now been appointed by Mayor Bloomberg as commissioner, City Department of Correction. Yeah, maybe she'll go out and be a police chief in Colorado, and then magically something will happen like Bloomberg's other minion. The court papers also allege that Suzanne Barr, Napolitano's chief of staff, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, you know, the folks that legalize the illegals and order the IRS to give them fake IDs so they can then attach them to real Social Security and rip people off and ruin their credit and have the IRS grab the citizens' bank accounts who've been set up. You mean stuff like that? Has engaged in numerous acts of sexually offensive behavior tended to humiliate and intimidate male employees. Yeah, that's what I've noticed in my life. And men do stuff, too. I mean, men get attracted to women. They go after them in the workplace, and it's wrong. In fact, we've got a no-fraternization thing going on here that I've got to enforce. But the point is that you ought to read this stuff. It's just that women use sex as the weapon. And, and then when men sit there and bite on it, it's a problem. But with this, it's the opposite. It's just a bunch of women up top laughing at the men, making fun of them all day as they walk around in their black knee-high jack boots with their bull whips. We'll be right back.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
Will it be easier on you, baby?
Will it make it easier on you now?
But you got George Washington to blame.
Got someone to blame.
Yeah, they say freedom's bad.
You said one love, one life.
When it's Janet Napolitano
in the night. One love, we get to share it.
Her and her gal pals.
It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
Oh, no. in her little love nest up there. Yeah, but that wasn't enough, was it? You had to rub the men's faces in it.
What a nice group.
These are nice women that wear shirts saying, I had an abortion. Imagine if you've had an abortion, that's one thing, but imagine, I had one and I liked it. It was fun. They'd be like saying, I love the time I chopped my finger off. It was fun. It's a bunch of lunatics who want the TSA to abuse your family and train them for pedophile abuse. Top psychologists have been on record saying it trains them for that. Boy, this is some sordid stuff about old Janet. Cousin It, or whatever her name is. It goes on as we break this down. A veteran U.S. law enforcement official has filed a blockbuster discrimination lawsuit against Homeland Security. Secretary Janet Napolitano, charging she pushed him aside to make way for a less qualified woman who was enjoying a long-standing relationship with the anti-terror chief. The woman, Dora Shiro, I think I'm pronouncing that right, was later appointed by Mayor Bloomberg as commissioner over the slaves of New York, I should add, of the City Department of Correction, the dungeon pits. The court papers also allege that Suzanne Barr, Napolitano's chief of staff at Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the ones that engaged in treason and sedition and other criminal activities, raising our defenses, lowering the shields, has engaged in numerous acts of sexually offensive behavior intended to humiliate and intimidate male employees. These women are like super males is what they're like. Barr's alleged act included calling one man in his hotel room and screaming at him that she wanted his bleeper. Oh, yeah, they really hate men's male organs for whatever reason. In the back, oh, my gosh, I can't even say this on air. The suit was filed by James T. Haynes, Jr., special agent in charge of New York Investigations for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Haynes, who began, it just goes on, and I can't even read this on air. I mean, these women, you know, it's like they say in Team America, it's not about sex, Gary. It's about power. And that's what these women are doing. This is how they're dominating everyone. And it is just thoroughly disgusting. But it also happens the other way. Men get into power, and they have special friends who they hire and put into all the positions. Not because they're qualified, not because they're the best at the job, but because, well, they go to the same clubs. We'll just leave it at that. You know, take showers in the same showers. And, well, you know. And, again, the issue here is I don't have hate for people out there. I don't like the fact that they have hate for me. Because a lot of these groups, they put down the family. They say they want to get rid of it. They don't like the fact that, some men like women and some women like men. And some people like the Founding Fathers and the Second Amendment. And some of us never get tired of just, well, the way things have been for tens of thousands of years in human development. You know, some of us just, it fits. We like it. And we just don't want our school children in government brainwashing centers at age 5 being taught how to do things sexually I didn't learn about till college. How about you just keep your sexual mittens off our children's brains and don't try to corrupt them, you perverts? How about that? How about if you want to do that, you go straight to Hades? That'd be a nice place for you, wouldn't it? How about you keep your hands off the innocents? And how about you leave our country and our liberties alone? You can. I'm going to keep my money. I'm going to keep my guns like, well, a famous country singer who's been persecuted for his free speech has said, Hank Williams Jr. I'm going to keep my money, my guns, my family, my shotgun, my rifle, my four-wheel drive. You know, I do live back in the woods, you see. The woman, the kids, and the dogs, and me. And I do say grace. I do say amen. And if you don't like it, well, you know what I think about that. And so you can keep all your change. I'll keep my prosperity. I'll keep my strength. I'll keep my honor. I'll keep the fact that I'm not backing down. I don't, even if you kill me, I'll keep that. I'll keep my American heritage and my Texas heritage and my heritage of liberty. You keep all the rest of your garbage to yourselves. You understand that? Then get out of my way. We're identifying you. We're rallying humanity against you. And we will defeat you. Because if God be with us, who can stand against us?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
And you will be the leader of a big old band. Yeah, liberty.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know who lived there? He didn't learn to read and write so well, but he could kick some New World Order tail. And all of you, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, you are the Johnny B. Goods. Liberty and freedom is popular, and we are restoring the republic and freedom worldwide. All right. Shifting gears to a very serious subject. I'm going to read some of these quotes here after we talk to our guests a little bit. CFR strategist last week praises Al-Qaeda. Actually, this is just Tuesday, August 7th. But the CFR report came out last week. Paul Watson wrote about it on Tuesday. CFR strategist praises Al-Qaeda bombings in Syria. This is from the Council on Foreign Relations. Online publication. The Syrian rebels, the Webels, would be immeasurably weaker today without Al-Qaeda in their ranks. By and large, Free Syrian Army, FSA battalions are tired, divided. Sounds like the criminal government. Chaotic and ineffective. Feeling abandoned by the West. You mean the bankers that have occupied the West. Rebel forces are increasingly demoralized as they square off with the Assad regime's superior weaponry and professional army, writes the senior fellow at the Middle East Eastern Studies with the CFR. Al-Qaeda fighters, however, may help improve morale. The influx of jihadists brings discipline, religious fervor, battle experience from Iraq, funding from Sunni sympathizers in the Gulf, and most importantly, deadly results, yeah, like 9/11. In short, the FSA needs Al-Qaeda now. And I read last week that London Guardian article where they're like, man, they are really tough. And they got nice black uniforms and they fly their flags. And the Guardian said Al-Qaeda leading the freedom fight and blowing up churches and synagogues. In fact, that was in the news yesterday. Blowing up ethnic cleansing in Africa. They're in Libya lining up the blacks. It's their country, machine gunning tens of thousands. Ha ha, NATO landing 3,000 Al-Qaeda in Tripoli, blowing up the city. It's so loving. Of course, I'm here being sarcastic how sick this is. But joining us is a lady who goes bravely just by Syrian girl. Her family, she's been with us before, I'm going to give you a brief bio, actually left because of political persecution under the Assad senior. Okay, so she comes from one of the big, you know, high-up families in the country. Won't say where she lives, but she joins us via Skype. So this is somebody who didn't even like Assad, okay? I mean, that's like Steve Pachinik doesn't like Assad, was arrested by his father, tried to, you know, basically overthrow those countries. Steve Pachinik, former head of the State Department Black Ops, said, yeah, this is wrong. And I can't believe I'm having to say Russia, you know, I understand why Russia's trying to keep Assad in. Because they're blowing up and burning the churches and killing Alawite Muslims who are really Christians, and killing a bunch of other. I mean, it is hellish. And if you're a Jew, and that's one of the oldest Jewish communities in the world, you're just dead. If you're a Christian, you'll probably be dead. Alawite, you're dead. And they are just blowing everything up, and it's just incredible. So Syrian girl's been very brave. She's had the globalist, of course, attack her and demonize her, because when you're over the target, you get flack. Everything she talked about here, I don't know, 8-9 months ago has now been confirmed. Everything Tarpley, when he traveled there 6-8 months ago, was longer ago, and was in areas where Al-Qaeda, they kill people and then blame it on Assad. They blow up schools and blame it on Assad. I remember 6 months ago, our media would say events were done by Assad when they've now admitted it was Al-Qaeda. This is called peaceful protesting when you blow up a school or blow up a police department by these people, by the scum that runs our country. So joining us from an undisclosed location is Syrian girl via video Skype. If radio listeners are tuning in, you can go to prisonplanet.tv to see the video. If not, we'll archive it later today for everybody for free. But good to have you here, Syrian girl. Tell us, since we talked a few months ago, the breakdown from family you've got in Syria, what the latest intel is, because your intelligence you've given us has turned out to be absolutely on target.
Well, according to what sources on the ground, I think that, you know, any sort of sympathy people had with the, as they call it, rebellions, it's really like a foreign-funded insurgency, is out, especially when the major cities have been attacked by outsiders. It's not like a ingrown sort of rebellion that's happening from inside the city. These people are coming from the outskirts towns, or they're coming from around the Middle East, and they're attacking the two major cities, which is Damascus and Aleppo. And people's lives have been disrupted. There's been bombings. There's been shooting on the street. You know, my aunt was in hospital, and she was, you know, in a very critical state, and at the same time, she had to deal with the fact that there was bombing just outside the hospital. So thank God that's over now, because the military has now secured Damascus, which is the capital city. And at the moment, the same thing is happening in Aleppo. You know, the military is again just about to declare a victory in Aleppo. They're not quite there yet. But the insurgents or the foreign mercenaries, you know, there's so many names for them. They're inside the outskirts of Aleppo, which is the most populous city, but not the capital. And they're in a place called Salah al-Din, which in Western language you'd probably understand more as Saladin. So, yes.
And bottom line, they're basically Sunni Wahhabist jihadis who just want to get rid of all the Muslim sects that are there. I mean, that's admitted. This is a Saudi Arabian, Western-backed, scorched earth extermination program being hailed by the Nobel Peace Prize winner as loving.
Well, you know, you have the Wahhabis, this sort of, it's called the FSA, you know, the Free Syrian Army, whatever. It's got many different factions, and some of them are so extreme. The Wahhabis, which are affiliated to Al-Qaeda, it's basically the same as Al-Qaeda. They hate everybody that isn't Wahhabi. They don't just hate Christians. They don't just hate Alawites. They also hate Sunnis, because to them, Sunnis are bad Muslims as well. So it's not just, you know, Sunnis being the ones against the government, because actually the majority of Syria are Sunni. I come from a Sunni background, but we don't want anything to do with those sectarian, New World Order-controlled puppets of the imperialists. So whilst you have, like, Wahhabis taking power, as the Guardian and the CFR said, inside the insurgency, there are some Muslim Brotherhood elements in there as well. And they're also controlled, of course, by Turkey, which is a Muslim Brotherhood country. And they're being supported by the new Muslim Brotherhood wave that's taken over under the auspices of the Arab Spring.
Let's talk about the massacres, the churches, the jihadis dressed up in Christian Orthodox robes, desecrating churches, killing people. It's now come out, confirmed what you said, I don't know, the first time you came on 7, 8, 9 months ago or longer, that they are doing fake newscasts. Syrian Danny, it did turn out they had people laying down like they were dead, fake burials. I mean, it's just amazing. And Anderson Cooper just plays along with it.
It's been a total media war. That's really what it's been. It's trying to create this illusion of all these horrors happening in Syria, as undergone by the Syrian government. As you know, they killed like 200 children under the age of 5 just so that they can have this false flag Hula massacre, which in the end blew up in their face, because it turned out that even a German newspaper said that a lot of the families that were killed were actually either pro-government Sunnis that took part in the elections or Alawites. So, you know, again, with the Christians, they were their churches were desecrated in homes. I think the whole thing that's happening in Syria right now is to try to get the Christians out and turn them into refugees, because they want to basically remove all the secular countries inside the Middle East. Libya was secular. Iraq used to be secular. So it's now Syria's turn. You know, Syria is one of the last secular countries left. And so they want to just get the Christians out for whatever reason and just Islamize the whole place. Maybe to have some kind of interreligious war that, you know, destroys us all in the end.
Exactly. No, that's the stated Pentagon and Israeli plan, is Balkanization, get the Shiites and Sunnis all killing each other. Wow, instead of, they would have just left Mohammed Mossadegh in 53, pro-America, secular, a unifier, wanted to build up Iran. The whole place could just be glistening, tourist attractions with all the great beaches and everything. Instead, a crazy sect set up by British intelligence in Lawrence of Arabia was given control of what became Saudi Arabia, and now exports mass murder and death everywhere. So that, I mean, that's the policy here. Shut off our power plants, ship our jobs overseas, attack the family. The globalists want everyone on their knees and screwed up. And it is, that's why they caught British intelligence, London Guardian, Associated Press, in Basra, dressed up like Wahhabists, running around shooting Shiites to get a war going, and it did. Just because you want to keep them fighting with each other as a pretext to be there at first, and then after that it got so out of hand they had to pay them off to quit killing each other. That was the so-called surge. It's just absolutely insane. Then they export radical Muslims into the West and use them to menace people so they can take all of our liberties, and then flip the script and now say that patriots who are anti-banker occupation, that we are the terrorists. I mean, it is just incredible to sit there and see the Council on Foreign Relations saying, we need Al-Qaeda. What is it like for you to be ridiculed when you first started going public, what, over a year ago total? In fact, you probably know the dates. When did you first go public?
I think it was about, at most, 6 months ago.
Man, time has been flying. I think you did videos before 6 months ago.
Maybe you're right. I'm not very good with time.
Go to her YouTube site and see. I'm obsessed with this now. I think you've been doing videos for almost a year. But side issue. The point is, what is it like to now see them say, oh, there's no Al-Qaeda, that's not true. Or, okay, there is Al-Qaeda, we got to take over because they're there. And people are like, but you work, but I mean, you're running them. To, oh, Al-Qaeda is good. I mean, what is that like for you to sit there and watch that happen and the fact that you've been vindicated?
I'm kind of bemused, to be honest. I mean, I've known it for years. I know I've only been public for maybe a year, but before that, I've been following this thing, you know, since 10 years ago. So I know that they created Al-Qaeda. They created it in Afghanistan when they were trying to fight the Soviets. So yes, I've been vindicated, but unfortunately, people have not completely realized it. They are realizing it, but it's not across the board. You know, there's still people giving money to NGOs like Amnesty International and thinking that intervention in Syria in any form, even giving money to these so-called rebels, these insurgents, is a good thing. You know, people are still buying into it. And, you know, it's amazing the goal of it. You know, it's so in your face. They love Al-Qaeda now. Tomorrow, yesterday they hated it. Before that they loved it. Yesterday they were the terrorists. Muslims were the terrorists. Today, you know, the veterans in that fought, the American veterans that fought in the Middle East are now in America listed under the terror watch list. So it's just the way they work. You know, it's total opportunism. They do it because it gets them power. That's the whole idea. And maybe there's some ideological basis behind it as well. The powers that be, they have that crackpot religion that they want to install. So,
and just to be technical, you went public about 8 months ago. So it wasn't six, it wasn't years, but it was about 8 months ago. Now again, since then, this has all come out in the open, which the power structure did not want to be out in the open. In fact, Bilderberg in Switzerland a year and 3 months ago was very upset from our internal moles that it was in the LA Times that Al-Qaeda was being brought in by NATO, the U.S., and the Muslim Brotherhood out of eastern areas there in Egypt into the west in Libya. Now that was confirmed, and they're very upset about this fact now because that shatters their whole paradigm. To break down how the battle's going, what is your best level analysis of where things are? I mean, is the Assad regime in more trouble than it was 6 months ago, or has it turned the tide? Now we're hearing about NATO maybe bombing with peace bombs again.
Well, what's happened now is, you know, ever since the Homs battle in Bab Amr, that was very decisive, and it sort of that was a turning point. You know, that was basically the Benghazi for the insurgency, the home base. Now was destroyed, so they no longer have that. So they are sort of discombobulated, and they did launch an offensive on Damascus, but they hold no ground. And every offensive they've launched against the city, they've been pushed back, and they're going to be pushed back again in Aleppo. So time and time again, the army has been victorious. And if it hasn't been, I would tell you that. You know, I have no problem telling you exactly what's happening. But even if you listen to the analysts, Robert Fisk, anybody else, they will tell you the same thing. The insurgency is being defeated time and time again.
Exactly. So now they want to send in the Nobel Peace Bombs. In fact, I think they started painting the Nobel Peace sign on, because, you know, war is peace in this 1984. Al-Qaeda is our enemy. Now they're our friend. I mean, it's direct 1984. So expanding on this area, what do you expect them to do now? More cruise missiles, they claim, are suicide bombers right through the window of the Ministry of Defense, you know, killing the chief folks?
Well, the thing is, about a no-fly zone, they can't do it. If they could do it, they would already have done it. But the thing that stops them is the Syrian air defense, which they now admit is, you know, one of the best in the world. We have very good surface-to-air missiles. But what they can do is even more dangerous. They can do the chemical weapons false flag that's been talked about.
I'm glad you brought that up. Get into that. That's even been in Israeli news, that Al-Qaeda has been given chemicals from Gaddafi's stockpile and all those missiles, and they're getting ready to blame Syrian government. Tell us about that.
Even if it weren't Gaddafi's stockpile, I've heard a journalist, Lizzie Fallon, tell me that actually the insurgents were in the rebels in Libya were given chemical weapons and did use them against other tribes in Libya. So they have been used before. So the idea is to give the chemical weapons, or maybe they have already given them the chemical weapons to the Syrian insurgents. I think they already have, because we see them all wearing gas masks now. And there's shipments of gas masks coming in. And to launch a chemical weapon attack and then to accuse the Syrian government of doing it and take it to the Security Council. Because as things are now, because they can't do a no-fly zone, they'd like some other way to disarm Syria. They'd like something to hold over its head. And as we know what happened with Iraq, you know, first of all, the UN came in and they made sure that Iraq couldn't defend itself. They made sure that Iraq doesn't have chemical weapons. And then the U.S. attacked. So that's the same narrative over and over again.
By the way, Syrian girl, I told the guys on Monday I wanted to get you on, and I'd forgotten why I wanted to get you on when I saw you on the list today. I mean, I wanted a general report. That's why I wanted you on, is because you've been breaking down, and I went and looked up the articles you showed. It's even in Israeli news that Al-Qaeda is getting chemical weapons, and it may be a false flag. I mean, that's amazing. And then that's how they'll bring NATO in, saying, look at that dirty Assad. He used chemical weapons on his poor people. Amazing. Would be another big war crime by the globalist.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Obama's in an Al-Qaeda, I don't like it too much.
A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We're going to keep Syrian Girl with us for 5 minutes in the next hour, and then we're going to get into the fact that big offshore mega banks have sold the mortgages over and over again. In some cases, sold mortgages they never even owned or had. And the courts are so corrupt, a lot of times they'll just give you their house. They go, well, you're a big mega bank. You don't have a deed. These people have a deed. They paid for it with cash 27 years ago. SWAT team attack. It's just take it. But sometimes courts are actually ruling against the big banks. So we're going to break down the book, Clouded Titles. It's available at InfoWars.com, InfoWarsShop.com, discounted, by the way, and you also get a free citizen rule book with it. And this is real strategies, because Wars is a paralegal. He's a former big news director, award-winning radio talk show host, TV, you name it. But Dave has gone off and written this book. And I've had a lot of the lawyers that are in his book on the show, you know, that you see in USA Today and stuff, winning lawsuits against these big six mega banks that are stealing houses. But people are going to jail that are filing fake patriot mythology stuff. Okay? You know, declaring I'm not a citizen of the UN captured territory of the realm, and then they go to jail. We're going to talk about patriot mythology here, because I don't want to see you go to jail. I want you to get a tool that really kicks the hind end of the globalist, because we want to win here. Okay? And when I say patriot, I'm a patriot. I love, and there's a lot of real law and a lot of real pro se out there. There's also a lot of bull, a lot of hokum, a lot of poppycock, a lot of balderdash, a lot of really scrambled baloney. Now, Syrian Girl, we're going to continue to the next segment on this. It's so important here today. The spectacle that in the last 2 weeks they've been hyping that Assad's going to use chemical weapons, and then admitting that, and suddenly you see Al-Qaeda people running around with a gas mask, and even Debka files saying the word is Al-Qaeda's got chemical weapons out of Libya and all those missiles they got. What's going to happen now with thousands of heat-seeking missiles? Over 2,000 alone are heat-seeking and radar-guided. 10,000 plus of just general anti-aircraft missiles they got in Libya, and now our friend Al-Qaeda, we're told, is going to have these? I mean, but how is sticking their hands down my pants at the airport going to save me, Syrian Girl, from their loving Al-Qaeda?
Well, they do have anti-air now. We've got pictures of them with the Strela, two surface-to-air heat-seeking, take it wherever you go, missiles. So it's already in their hands. They haven't been able to get the experience to use it appropriately. And, you know, it's not going to save you. This whole thing is going to destroy us all, because the only way this can end is in a war. And it might be a regional war. If we're lucky, it might be a world war. It might be a nuclear world war, because you have Russia and China not backing down, and you have NATO and the GCC countries and Israel not backing down. So, if they don't pull back, this is how it's going to end, because Syria can't continue like this for years and years. You know, eventually something's going to break. Someone's going to move in. You know, someone's going to cross that line. And when that happens, it's going to be all over, really.
Do you want to apologize for being unpatriotic and not wanting Al-Qaeda to murder and burn and kill hundreds of thousands of people? Syrian Girl, do you want to apologize that in the last 8 months you fought against this here on air? Do you want to support Al-Qaeda like our president does? Do you want to pledge allegiance?
Absolutely not. I do not want to support Al-Qaeda or anything.
Pledging allegiance like our government has to Al-Qaeda? Okay. I apologize for having an extremist on.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.